welcome to Big Fat Positive with Shauna and Laura. On this week's episode, we have our weekly check-ins. We have our special segment, Mom Confessions, where we get into the topics of revenge, bedtime procrastination, and drunken impulse purchases. And we wrap it up with our weekly BFPs and BFNs. Let's get started. Hey, everyone. Welcome to the show. This is episode 165. Hey, Laura.
Hey, Shauna.
How is everything going over there? Give us your check-in for the week.
All right. So we left last week with me having to fire our last nanny.
Oh, yes.
Which, yeah, was a bummer for all kinds of reasons. I didn't like doing it. I didn't like having to do it. It just put us back and all this stuff. So. Yeah. This week, we actually turned right around and found someone else to do a trial week.
Oh, that was quick.
It was quick because I was like desperately searching towards the end of last week. Like I think I had mentioned that I started looking, but like I just had like basically put out feelers everywhere I possibly could and was following all leads because I knew like it might not be such an easy process this time.
Right.
Maybe my problem last time was that I kind of jumped on the first available person.
Mm-hmm.
So the good news is that a very nice young woman named Eliza, that's actually not her real name. I asked her what name she wanted to use and she said she wanted to be Eliza. So we're going with Eliza. She came this week for 3 days as a trial.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew not to like make any commitments at the beginning. You know, I said like, this is a trial week or 3 days because I, you know, don't want to jump into anything. I've been burned before. We need to make sure that it all works out. It's like strangely like dating, you know.
Right.
You have to make sure that you can handle having this person around all the time and you like them with their kids and stuff. So
sure, it's a big commitment.
Huge commitment. I mean, honestly, like a trial month is almost more what you need, but you don't really have that time. And she made it clear that she was interviewing with other families and, you know, it was sort of both of us need to make sure that we were on the same page. So she did a trial 3 day situation, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and you know, so far, so good. I have to say that.
Good.
Yeah, I have to say that it was much smoother immediately than it ever was with Ariel, our last nanny. Like,
oh, how so?
So the first day, Augie did like do that, like, I want mama time thing. But the second day, he did not. And the third day, he was very excited to play with Eliza.
Oh, good.
So it seems like a better match personality wise. She also just is a lot more engaged with him. She is just coming up with more things to do with him, coming up with activities and, you know, just sort of like engaging with him. Like they're not doing anything particular, but she's like putting him up on her feet while she's lying on her back so he can like fly, you know, stuff like that. Just trying to make it fun for him. So that's been fun to watch.
Cool.
And very encouraging. So we're going to talk probably tomorrow and figure out if we're going to have a more permanent schedule. I know she had already had stuff scheduled for the beginning of next week, so that'll give us some time to sort of figure things out. So yeah, but that's all very promising and I'm very excited and relieved to think that we have a good prospect there. And the other reason she only did a partial week this week is that my mom and stepdad came to visit. My mom and Neil.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Yay.
Or Grandma Susan and Grand Doodles, as Augie knows them.
So cute.
My mom just texted like last week and was like, hey, can I come down in a week for like 8 days? And I was like, yeah, sure. Be my guest, you know? I would love to see you.
Amazing. Are they staying in your house? Do you have enough room for guests in your new place?
Yes. Isn't that something? They don't have to book a room at the fancy schmancy hotel nearby.
Oh, what a shame.
She was like, no, 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 I'll stay with you. And yeah, we have a guest room. It's our office slash guest room. And it has a futon that if you put 2 layers of like the foam mattress pad covers on top of is actually quite comfortable. So
excellent.
Yeah. So they came to stay and just had a nice visit. We didn't do anything special. We just hung out and it was great.
Yay.
Yeah. Oh, I forgot to mention, he's 6 months old today.
Happy half birthday, little guy.
I know, it's his half birthday. I forgot to mention that. It's his half birthday. We haven't yet taken those half birthday pictures. We'll probably get done next week.
Oh, or never, since he's the second child. Hashtag second kid problems.
Or never. No, I'm determined to at least get the first year going. Like, I gotta have it. But if you're wondering, I feel like I'm all over the place with this check-in and maybe not making a lot of coherent sense. And that is related to my check-in because do you want to guess why I can't think straight right now?
Well, the top of my list would be lack of sleep.
Yes.
It's still so bad.
This baby will not sleep. Oh, my God. So it's really bad. So at like 2 a.m. one night, I think it was like Tuesday, maybe, I decided we were done with the snoo, like just done. Like, he wasn't sleeping in it. I was like, this isn't working. And I made Corey go downstairs and get the pack and play so that we could set it up at the foot of our bed. Because I was like, he needs space. He probably just wants to roam around. Like, let's get him the pack and play and then he'll be happy. So we did that. It didn't really work, but it didn't make it worse. Mm-hmm. It did not make his sleep worse.
Okay.
So the snoo, I guess, is done. We're probably going to sell it next week since he's like not doing anything with it now.
Yeah, they kind of outgrow it at this age. I remember it just seems so tiny.
Yeah,
compared to her growing body.
Oh yeah, for sure. Age. Yeah, it's definitely not designed to be used much past 6 months, and it's obviously what's going on with him. It was just sort of like I was hanging on to it as long as I could because we didn't really have his room ready and all that stuff. So I was the snoo, if it ain't broke. But it turns out the snoo wasn't broken. The snoo is in perfect condition, but the baby is broken. His sleep is broken.
Oh, poor guy.
So he'll do like a... Well, okay, it's weird. I put him down. I'm trying to do all the things where, like, you follow the wake windows and everything's great and you have a really good nighttime routine. And one of the things about the helmet is that you have to, like, wash their hair every night because their head gets stinky. And that actually forces you to have a good bedtime routine because you're like, well, I have to clean the helmet and all this stuff. So bath and stories and singing and all this stuff. Everything's down. Put him in the sleep sack, yada, yada. But I'll put him down. He'll sleep like 40 minutes, wake up crying. Then he'll do another maybe hour, wake up crying. And then like I'll mamaybe get a 2, maybe 2.5 hour stretch. Like around like from 10 p.m. onwards. Then it starts shortening to like an hour, 40 minutes. Like, and then around 4 a.m., there's nothing I can do to keep him in that pack and play. Like nothing. I mean, other than just letting him scream, I guess. But that doesn't seem like the best way to sleep train, you know, starting in the middle of the night out of desperation. So to be honest, I did the thing that I like really did not want to do, which is I brought him into bed with me 2 nights in a row because I just could not come up with a solution. Like I couldn't come up with something else to do.
Did that help him? Did he sleep?
Yeah, he slept great. He was just like super happy. Like the first night it was on my chest and then the second night he was next to me and I had like taken all the sheets off the bed and like trying to do all this stuff to make it like a safer sleep environment. Cause you know, it's not the safest sleep environment. Lots of people bed share, but it is not the safest sleep environment. And there's a lot of people who are listening who are probably like clutching their pearls right now. And I know that it's not the best plan, but I was delirious with being exhausted. And so was he. And I just truly didn't know what else to do. So I tried to do the thing where I curl around him in like a C shape so he's protected and getting all the sheets and blankets off the bed and like nothing he can roll into. I mean, he's rolling both directions now, so and he's pretty strong. So I'm less worried about like the suffocation risk aspect of it. And we also have the owlet on his foot, which is the like oxygen and heart rate monitor. So that made me feel better, but it didn't make me feel good about it. Like, I don't know if I slept any better, to be honest, because I was just anxious about it all night. So, So here's what's going to have to happen. My mom leaves tomorrow. And we are going to start sleep training tomorrow.
All right, here we go.
It's going to happen. And one of the good things about my mom being in town is we actually took advantage of that time to like get the blinds up in the room. So now there's like blackout shades in the windows, and we got the crib hardware and we're able to put the crib together. So it's ready for him. So
good.
The minute my mom leaves, we're like, time for that sleep training, kid.
All right. Well, this is good. You need it. You need the sleep.
I do.
Sleep training is never fun, but you get through it.
Yeah. Honestly, because I know it went so well with Augie, like, of course, I'm so jinxing it. Oh, my God. But it went so well with Augie, you know, only a couple nights of hard crying situation. You can actually go back and listen to my first attempt if you want. It was episodes 55 and 56 where I did the modified Ferber method where you do check-ins and stuff. So we're going to do that again. And hopefully it goes as well as it went with Augie. But I'm kind of at the point where, like, I don't care. Like, anything would be better than this. We need to get it done.
All right. So if all goes according to plan, you should have an update for us next episode about how things went.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, I should.
Okay. I'm excited to hear. I hope it goes well. Good luck.
Thank you. And maybe you'll be able to tell if it went well just by how coherent I am, like the level of coherency. Okay.
Yes.
Anyway.
Yes.
I want to hear about your week. I want to hear about all the sleep you've been getting, and let me live vicariously through you and your children who actually sleep through the night.
Yes, they do for the most part. I still do get woken up by Elle occasionally if she has a bad dream or something. So I go lay with her for a little bit. Okay. So last week I had more of a dramatic week with my piercing IUD insertion and my stapled finger and all of that, if you remember.
I do.
Well, that was all my payment for this week, which was smooth sailing. So I only really have a few sweet little check-ins this week.
That's what I want to hear. This is almost, I mean, it would make for a less dramatic podcast, but like all I want is for every week for us to be like, I don't know. I don't have anything to talk about. Everything's super easy and fine.
I know. Then we would just have a nothing. We wouldn't have a podcast, though. I mean, you got to have something to talk about.
We could just convert it into one of those podcasts that puts people to sleep, you know?
Exactly. It would be so boring. Well, that's a great setup for my check-in. Okay. all right. So first thing is that Cece has been so sweet this week. I mean, she's always a little sweetie pie, but she's often very salty and very moody, as two-year-olds are. But this week, it's like she just brought out the charm, and it is so heartwarming. Okay. So here's what she said to me today. I was making some snacks in the kitchen and I had to go use the bathroom, and she grabbed my leg and said, "Mama, will you stay with me? Because I love you."
Aww.
And I was like, oh, okay, maybe this is manipulation, but I'm okay with it because hearing your two-year-old say I love you is just like out of nowhere is the best thing in the world, right?
Yes, yes.
Oh, I love it. And so, okay, so last night I was putting her to bed, and sometimes what we do after we read books in the chair, she likes to lay down on her carpet and just kind of get some wiggles out and roll around and snuggle and stuff in the dark before I put her in her crib. And usually she's really wriggly and all over the place. And last night she was so snuggly, she rolled over right next to me, snuggled under my arm, and said, "I'm safe because I love you."
Oh, come on. That's so cute.
I should have gone back to the video footage of that from the camera in the room and like found it and saved it. I don't know if I would have been able to hear it, but oh my God, that was like the highlight of my month for sure. Oh,
that's amazing. Also, it just shows that they are actually hearing what we're saying, you know? Augie does this thing a lot now where like just out of the blue, he'll just say, "Mommy always comes back." And I'm like, yes, that's right. Mommy does always come back, because we've been really hitting that hard with like all the nanny transitions and everything. And I'm just like, not only am I just super touched that he remembers that and he says it, but it's like, oh, you're listening. It's getting through.
That is so true. That's a special thing about what she said, too, because one of my refrains, especially at bedtime, is like, mm-hmm. you're cozy and safe. You're safe in your room. You know, everything's good and cozy and safe. So she must be listening and that sinking in and mm-hmm. that she associates it with loving me. And oh, my God, melting into a puddle right now.
Oh, my gosh. What a sweetie pie.
Yeah, she is. Another thing this week is with Elle. So I was putting her to bed the other night, reading her stories, tucked her in, and she said, Mama, will you sleep with me tonight? And, you know, sometimes, like, if she has a bad dream in the middle of the night, I'll get up and go and I'll lie with her for a little bit to help comfort her. But I always come back to my own bed because mm-hmm. I just sleep better in my bed. I'm very rigid about sleep. You know, I don't sleep well in there. And when she asked me that, I was like, oh, we'll see, you know, just mm-hmm. in my mind, like, no, because it could become a habit and blah, 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 you know, all the things that run through your head with sleep. Because
yeah.
I've spent like the last 5 years like paranoid that sleep is going to be terrible and ruin everything. And so I was just like, I don't think so.
Mm-hmm.
But when I went to bed that night, like it was my bedtime, I got in my own bed and I thought about how she asked me that. And I was like, maybe I should just like go sneak in bed with her because she's a full bed, full size bed. So I can easily sleep next to her. Lots of room. And I was like, all right, just do it because this is not going to last forever. I mean, there's not much more time in life. Mm-hmm. She's going to want me to come and sleep with her and stuff and snuggle with her. So I was like, all right. So I got my pillows. I went in her bed. And I lay down and she rolled over next to me like in her sleep and snuggled up so close. And instantly my heart felt so warm and so loving. And I was like, oh, my God, I'm like so grateful I did this. This is like the best decision ever. And soaking it up. And I slept like shit, of course, because yeah. she moves around and kicks and everything. It was a terrible night's sleep. We woke up the next morning. I was envisioning her sleepily opening her eyes and being like, Mama, you slept with me, and like mm-hmm. rolling over and snuggling. And no, she woke up, sat up, and she goes, Mama, wake up. So I didn't get the final payoff I really was hoping for, but it was really sweet. And I wanted to mention it because so often I'm just so stuck to my rigidness about mm-hmm. that kind of stuff. And it was really nice to step outside the box and do something different. And it was really sweet. I'm glad I did it.
Yeah, I like to think of it sort of like, you know, what are you going to regret in the long term? Like, I hate to use like the deathbed thing, but it's like on your deathbed, are you going to be sad you had one night messed up sleep because you got to cuddle with your daughter? Or are you going to be happy you got to cuddle with your daughter, you know?
Yeah. When you frame it like that, it's such an obvious answer. It's like, yeah, of course. I want to spend that extra time snuggling and loving and everything.
That's not to say that it's not important to prioritize your own sleep, though. Like, I know right now mm-hmm. about what happens when your sleep is fucked. So I definitely mm-hmm. also support you in your like setting a boundary there, because I can easily see how it would happen over and over and it could become a pattern. And then, you know, there's a lot of parents who I think can't get past the guilt of like, well, they want me there and it's so sweet.
Yeah.
And then you can't take care of yourself and you get sick because you can't sleep. And then you end up mm-hmm. being a rambling, incoherent mess like me.
Yeah, I don't want that to happen. So
don't be
and
like
I will
me.
Say, I don't want to be like you. I mean, God forbid. She did not ask again that week and it didn't become a pattern. Nothing bad happened. I actually had more energy that day, I think, because I was like, my heart was filled, like my emotional cup was filled from that. So that was very, very sweet. Aww. And then the last little check-in is I always like to report on like the new little things that Cece says that she comes up with. I swear, I don't know where she comes up with these, probably from overhearing Elle or whoever. But the other day she was coloring something. She's like, Mama, look, coloring. I was like, oh, that's really great. And she goes, it's easy peasy. And I was like, easy peasy? Where did you come up with easy peasy? And then she goes, it's easy peasy, lemon squeezy. And I was like, what? And I have a little recording of it, because who doesn't want to hear a two-year-old saying easy peasy, lemon squeezy?
I can tell you I want to hear that. So can you please play it?
All right.
Easy peasy, lemon peasy.
Oh, little sweetheart. Easy peasy, lemon squeezy. So wait, do you know where she got that from?
I don't know. It must be something that someone in the family says. You know, when you become a kid parent, you come up with like little phrases and cutesy little things to say to your kids. Like, I wasn't going around life before kids saying easy peasy lemon squeezy, you know, but I must say it or Elle says it. I don't know where it came from, but I love hearing it from Cece.
Do you know what Augie said recently that I got on tape? Let me just play it for you.
Discombobulated.
You just said, I'm all discombobulated. And I was like,
oh my
what?
God. That's incredible. Very smart. Very smart. He's going to be the next spelling bee champion or something, I'm sure.
Oh, discombobulated. It's probably because keep saying that about myself.
Yes, you do seem like you're in a very discombobulated state right now. So they always get it from us, don't they?
They sure do. Little sponges.
Yeah. But yeah, that was my easy peasy lemon squeezy week. And maybe I'll have a more dramatic, conflict ridden update next week to excite y'all with. But in the meantime, should we move on?
Yeah, let's move on to our special segment.
Okay. Laura, we recently had our moms on the show, and it was so fun hearing their stories from the past.
I loved hearing what they had to share about their experiences being pregnant and having young kids. But you know they have so many more amazing memories and stories to share.
Yes, and that's why StoryWorth is such a wonderful gift for the mother figure in your life. It's a way to capture those stories and memories for years to come.
And what better time to give StoryWorth than for Mother's Day, which is right around the corner. Right now, our listeners can save $10 off your first purchase by going to StoryWorth.com/BFP.
Here's how it works. Each week, StoryWorth emails your loved one a thought-provoking question that you get to help pick, such as, what is your favorite memory of your parents?
All your loved one needs to do is respond to that email with a story. Long or short, it doesn't matter.
You'll be emailed a copy of your loved one's response as they're submitted over the course of the year. You'll get to enjoy their retelling of the stories you already know or be surprised by stories you've never heard before.
After that year of fun, StoryWorth compiles your loved one's stories and photos into a beautiful keepsake hardcover book that you'll be able to share and revisit for generations to come.
I gifted StoryWorth to my mom a couple years ago, and her hardcover book is a special memento on my bookshelf that my girls and I love to look through.
My mom did one too and included lots of pictures from her childhood, which Sebastian and Augie love looking at.
Give all the moms in your life a unique, heartfelt gift you'll all cherish for years. StoryWorth. Right now, save $10 on your first purchase when you go to StoryWorth.com/BFP.
That's StoryWorth.com/BFP to save $10 on your first purchase. There's nothing like the feeling of being confident in your own skin. No complicated routine, no multiple step protocols, just simple, scientifically validated solutions.
Absolutely. That's why we have to tell you about today's sponsor, OneSkin. Their products make it easy to keep your skin healthy while looking and feeling your best.
The secret to OneSkin's success is their proprietary OS1 peptide, which switches off the aging cells and has been clinically proven to strengthen the skin barrier and improve skin health markers.
For a limited time, our listeners will get an exclusive 15% off OneSkin products using the code BFP when you check out at OneSkin.co.
One of my favorite things about OneSkin products is how easy they are to use. I swear, I've seen skin routines with like 20 steps, but not OneSkin. Just cleanse, pat your skin dry, and apply twice daily.
We aren't the only ones who love OneSkin. OneSkin has over 4,000 five-star reviews, and were recognized by Fast Company as one of the most innovative brands in 2024.
OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer.
My skin tends to get really irritated this time of year, but since using the OneSkin face supplement every day, my skin feels calm and healthy. I've also been using the eye topical supplement, which I really feel brightens up my face.
Get started today with 15% off using code BFP at oneskin.co.
That's 15% off oneskin.co with code BFP. After your purchase, they'll ask where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them we sent you.
Okay, I will be the first to admit that I don't always prioritize my own wellness. With kids and work, it never feels easy to fit in taking care of myself. But with Allo Moves, I find it easier than ever to do so.
Same. With the Allo Moves app, everything I need is in one place. Yoga, Pilates, fitness classes, mindfulness, and so much more.
If you're curious what Allo Moves has to offer, visit allomoves.com and use code BFP for an exclusive 30-day free trial and 20% off an annual membership.
I love that I can easily find a class that's perfectly suited to my interests and ability level. They offer classes from beginner to advanced, and all classes are on demand, so you can fit them into your busy schedule.
They have high-intensity classes if you're looking to get in a good sweat, and low-key mindfulness classes if you're looking to get centered. They even offer help with sleep, which we all know is crucial for moms.
Ever since I watched The Art of Sleep on Allo Moves, I've been falling asleep faster and staying asleep longer.
One thing I really like about Allo Moves is that they create themed playlists, so it's easy to find content on the areas you're interested in. One of my favorite playlists right now is called Meditation for Productivity.
Ooh, I love the sound of that one. Unlock your personal wellness routine with Allo Moves. Go to allomoves.com now and use code BFP for an exclusive 30-day free trial and enjoy 20% off an annual membership.
That's allomoves.com, code BFP. allomoves.com, code BFP. Okay, we are back, and our special segment this week is Mom Confessions.
Mom Confessions.
Mom Confessions, where we try to stump each other with some mom confessions, where Sean and I each tell one truth and one lie about our parenting life. And we have to decide which mom confession is true and which one is false. Shauna, do you have a mom confession for us?
I do. Okay, here is my first set of mom confessions. I secretly eat my kids' vitamins, or I secretly play my kids' iPad games.
Let's see. They're both plausible because those iPad games are actually kind of fun. but those kids' vitamins are also delicious. And I can see like forgetting to take your own vitamins and just being like, I'll have a couple of these. It'll be fine. So I'm going to go with, I bet they're gummies. Are they vitamin gummies? Can I ask follow-up questions?
Sure, you can ask follow-up questions.
Are they vitamin gummies?
Yes. Actually, we have gummies and regular like Flintstone chalky kind.
I'm going with the vitamins because those taste yummy.
Ding, ding, ding. You're correct. They're so yummy. I actually don't take vitamins, like adult vitamins. Mm-hmm. So it's not even that I skip mine. It's just that I straight up want the flavor of the vitamin when I give it to my kids. Like I pass them out and I like get that whiff of the gummy and I'm like, oh my God, that smells delicious. And it's healthy. So why not? But I definitely like turn my back and like try to pop it in my mouth because I don't want them to see me eating it, you know, because then it's like, why do you get one? You know, I want one more, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And the gummies are delicious, but the chalky ones are really good too because they are reminiscent of my childhood eating those like Flintstones ones. They kind of have a minerally taste, but they're also sweet. And
yeah, I remember those really well.
I don't know. I love them.
Here's the thing. How do you keep your kids from not wanting more? Because I know you can't give them more. I don't give Augie vitamins. Maybe I'm a bad mom. I don't know. My doctor never mentioned it. I probably should based on his terrible eating habits, but how do you tell them one gummy is enough? Like, are they cool with that?
They are. I just tell them that that's the instructions on the packaging. I was like, and it's tricky because Elle is older, so she gets two vitamins, and Cece is younger, so she only gets one. So I have to give different amount to each kid. So that was a little tricky at the beginning. Cece's like, oh, I don't know. I get two. I want two. And I'm like, when you get older, when you're a bigger girl, you get to have two. And so now she's like, when I'm a big girl, I get two. And it's just, I pull them out, set them on the counter, and call them in. Vitamin time. It's always before bath time. Vitamins. And I did not give Elle vitamins when she was little, like to age two either. I started giving them to her as a bigger kid. And so as with everything, the younger kid gets swept along in it, which is why Cece's getting them too. So I don't know. I don't think I would worry about it too much without giving it to Augie.
Okay. All right. I'll just continue on in my oblivion then.
Good idea. All right. What is your first mom confession?
Okay. So obsessed with sleep this week. And have you heard the term revenge bedtime procrastination?
No.
Oh, okay. So this is a phrase. I've seen like articles written about it on the internet. And it's called revenge bedtime procrastination because it's the act of like staying up past when you know you should be going to bed, doing other things because the rest of your day is so like caught up with taking care of kids in the house and work. That's like your only me time. So instead of sleeping, you stay up late doing other things, even though you know you shouldn't.
Okay.
So I am the queen of revenge bedtime procrastination. And this week I found an extra special way to do it. So did I stay up almost all night binging the entire second season of The Circle? Or did I stay up working on an art project till 2 a.m.?
Okay, here's the thing. I'm a huge Circle fan. I've seen them all. I've seen them from other countries. I know that there are many episodes in a season. I want to say like 13. Mm. So you would really have to stay up until the break of dawn to watch an entire season of that. I would not blame you if you did that because it's a very addictive show and I love it. Or did you stay up doing an art project? You are very low on sleep. I don't really see you working hard on something extraneous like an art project right now. So I'm going to go with The Circle.
Circle message Shauna. Let her know. Thumbs down emoji, X emoji, tongue out, winking emoji. I don't know. Does that make any sense? That is my really convoluted way of saying, nope, I stayed up late working on an art project.
Hashtag Shauna's wrong. Oh.
Hashtag BFN. Oh. No, I am a fan of The Circle. Actually, I've only watched the second season, but I did do that during like nap times when Sebastian was a newborn. So I have not stayed up late for that. But what I actually did was I stayed up till 2 a.m. last week when we first got Sebastian's helmet just so I could paint it.
Oh, well, that's kind of fun. That's kind of like a mom confession slash humble brag.
But the exciting thing for me about the helmet is I got to be creative for the first time in like what seems like months and months and months.
Mm-hmm.
I got to paint the helmet.
Oh, fun.
Yeah. So there's all kinds of companies where you can like order decals and stuff to put on the helmet. But I dragged my feet on it and didn't order one in time or like couldn't decide on one.
Uh-huh.
So I realized that I was just going to have to like DIY it. And I guess the way you do it, you can like get decals from the internet or you can just get stickers and then like Mod Podge over it. You just need to seal it up so that the stickers don't peel off and become a choking hazard, basically.
Oh, okay.
But then I like kind of went down a rabbit hole because I was like, well, I'm not just going to get stickers. Like, I definitely want it to look like a design. Like, I want to make it look cool. So at like 9 p.m. the day before we got the helmet, I went to Joanne Fabric. Like I ran out to Joanne's Fabric and went to look for stickers to put on it. And I found a set of Where the Wild Things Are stickers.
Oh, fun.
And they were actually very cool. I was so glad I found them. They were like hidden in the back and I dug them out. At first I was like, I'm just going to stick the stickers on. It'll be Where the Wild Things Are themed and it'll be great. Like white background with the little character stickers, all the wild things and Max and stuff. But could I stop there, Shauna?
I doubt it. I highly doubt it.
Could not stop there. No, instead I was like, well, maybe I should get some paint.
Ooh.
And like paint it blue and then I'll put the stickers on it. And then I was like, well, maybe I could, if I'm going to get paint, maybe I should also paint like the stars in the sky. And then maybe I should look up what the backgrounds of Where the Wild Things Are look like. And I looked and I was like, I could do this. So confident, Shauna. So much confidence. Like Maurice Sendak, award-winning author, beloved by many. I could do it. I could do it.
You got this. No thing.
So I did. I got all these different acrylic paint colors. And the other thing I realized is that I only had like a very narrow window of opportunity to get these paints like onto the helmet and dry because after the second night, he's going to be wearing it most of the day, right? So I was like, oh, shoot, I have 2 nights to get this done. So did I stay up till 2 a.m. painting my baby's helmet, even though I was like working off of 4 hours sleep already? Yes, I did. Yes, I did.
Yes, you did.
Yes, I did.
I bet it was worth it, though.
I actually am really proud of how it turned out. Like,
yeah?
Very
cool.
Proud.
I want to see it.
Do you want me to send you a picture?
Yeah.
Okay. Here, I'm going to send you like the back view and the side view.
What? Okay. That is, you need to start like an Etsy helmet painting store. Clearly, this is like professional level. This is so cute.
Aw, thank you. I would not do that in a million years because these helmets cost way too much money for me to be like touching anyone else's. The last thing I want to do is to like accidentally mess up someone else's super expensive helmet. So just this one. This is a one-off design for my kid.
Yes.
But you could do it too. Like if you have any, like I don't have that great of painting skills, but like I painted it. And then I used a little like thin tip Sharpie to put in all the little details before I put the stickers on. So like listeners, we'll post pictures to our social. Like if you want to do it, feel free to copy me. Like I don't think it was all that hard. Plus, no one looks that closely at it. So you don't have to worry too
much.
Yeah,
true. They're mostly seeing the cute baby in the helmet. And then they're like, wow, that's a great helmet. That's what I would imagine.
I hope so. I mean, yeah, the fact is we don't really go that many places. So it's really for my enjoyment only. But I enjoy it, damn it. I enjoy it a lot.
That's so great.
So yeah, that is my first mom confession. I stayed up way too late making that helmet, but I'm like super proud of it. So I think it's okay.
Yeah, I think so. Worth it.
Okay, what's your next mom confession?
Okay, I play our podcast for my kids or I play our podcast for my dogs.
Ooh, 100% you play our podcast for your dogs.
Am I that transparent?
Well, no, just because like I know the kids are old enough that they'd be like, why is that on? What's going on? And, you know, I know that you have dogs who bark at everything and who used to need the TV on all the time. So I can only imagine that, like, having your voice all the time probably keeps Chili and Sasha very chill.
Yes. And the reason this is parenting related is that the most crucial times that my dogs need to shut the fuck up is bedtime.
Yeah.
Right? They're on one side of the house and me and Steve are on the other side of the house doing bath time, books, you know, putting the kids down. And if we are not like right by the dogs, they like bark and go nuts.
Mm-hmm.
Or Sasha wants to come in and like be in the room with us. And then she's like, I don't know, itching and like bothering the kids. It's like a whole thing. So we needed a system to like put them on one side of the house while we can do all of the bedtime stuff. And you're right. We used to play The Office for them. And that's a whole thing, right? You got to like put on the TV, got to navigate to Netflix, got to go to the dog's profile on Netflix because they have their own profile. So we don't want to mess up our own algorithm. It was a whole thing.
I'm sorry, the dogs have a profile on Netflix.
It's kind of brilliant if you think about it. So then I realized we have our Google Home Hub in the kitchen. And so I was like, oh, I could just like play something on that and they can listen to it. What better than my own beautiful, comforting voice? For my anxious little dogs. And so, every single night, they've been working their way through. I think they're on episode 79 right now, listening to our parenting sagas. And it does. It keeps them calm. They stay quiet and relax and like kind of nap and stuff while we do our stuff. We come back and go on with our evening.
I'd like to think I contribute a little bit. You know, Chili and Sasha, they know me. Auntie Laura.
Yes. Exactly. Their mama, Shauna, and their auntie, Laura. Like, what's more comforting than that?
So. I love it so much. Oh, my God.
All right. What do you have for us next?
Okay. Did I leave my child locked in a kennel or did I leave my child alone in a locked car?
Ooh. Both are so taboo. I can't believe you're confessing to either of them.
Mm-hmm.
Well, here's the thing. We have a little dog kennel cage thing and my kids effing love it. They go in there all the time. And a car, I could see maybe you would leave one of them in the car to go run inside and grab something. And a kennel, you only have cats, so it'd be really small. I'm going to say car.
Oh, you were so close to getting it right, Shauna.
Really?
So close.
Oh, shucks.
Yeah, we had a friend come over and they had to bring their dog, their little dog, very similar in size to Chili and Sasha. Mm-hmm. And so they brought their little kennel and Augie would not get out of the thing, like would not get out of it. And my friend was watching Augie because I had to like run upstairs and do something with the baby. And she sends me a picture from downstairs of Augie in the kennel. And she's like, so he really wanted me to lock him in this, but I wouldn't. And like, he's really upset with me that I won't lock the door. And I was sort of like, you can lock the door. I don't care. You're right there. Like, I don't care. Here, let me send you a picture.
Oh, my God. Yep, that's 100% the exact kind of kennel we have that my kids love. So, oh my God, why didn't I pick this? Oh, because I was thinking of cats. That's
why. Yeah,
because
cats generally don't have kennels. So I will say that Augie would also have liked me to lock him in a car by himself. Like, his favorite thing is to, quote unquote, drive. Anytime we go somewhere, I want to drive. I want to drive the car. Now it's, I want to drive the Millennium Falcon, because, like, every car is the Millennium Falcon. And he wants us to, like, put him in the driver's seat and leave. And
oh, my goodness.
Does not understand why we're like, no, this is not a safe choice. Like, this is definitely not going to happen. He's like, leave, get out. I want to pilot the Millennium Falcon. I'm like, nope, nope. So that one could have been true if we would have let him.
Yeah, if he'd had his way.
Yeah, if he'd had his way. Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you have one more mom confession for me? I feel like I'm doing a lot better than you this round, despite my sleep deprivation.
Yeah, I'm very impressed. Okay, here's my last one. I got drunk and impulse purchased a parenting course. Or I got drunk and impulse purchased a bunk bed.
Ooh. Well, I know that probably you're thinking ahead to when Cece is out of the crib, but I feel like a bunk bed is a little advanced placement for her. And you just talked about how much you loved Elle's like full-size bed. And I can totally see you wanting to do some like additional learning and drunk buying like a Dr. Becky course. So I'm going to go with you drunk bought a parenting course.
You even figured out which course I bought. Oh my God, you know me so well. Yes. And, you know, I use the word drunk liberally. I had like two glasses of wine, so I was kind of tipsy. You know, it was after a long day. I had two glasses of wine. I was like scrolling through Instagram and Dr. Becky had a thing on siblings. Like, here's how to like get your siblings to get along. I was like, Steve, this is so perfect. The girls have been bickering so much lately. I was like, oh my God, it's like $55 though. And he's like, oh, that's not too much. Because he had had a couple drinks too, I think. And I was like, okay, let's get it. And like, I completely forgot. And like 2 days later, I was looking through my email and I was like, Dr. Becky, your course is waiting for you. And I was like, what? Oh, yeah. And it's just so funny, like, as a parent, like, how everything changes. Like, even, like, the way you shop online and buy impulse things. Like, I don't impulse purchase, like, clothes for myself anymore. It's, like, parenting courses. It's just crazy. I haven't listened to the course yet. I'm sure I'll report on it when I do. But, yeah.
The reason I brought that up is because I also almost impulse purchased a Dr. Becky course. They look so good.
Yeah, I'm sure it's going to be great.
And she has all these different, like, paths. Yeah, I think that was a good purchase. Also, just FYI, I think it's a write-off since we have a parenting related business. Just
oh,
saying.
hey, there we go. Now I'll go impulse purchase all of them and then just write them off and I'll be the best parent ever.
I feel like this probably 50% of her purchases happen like late at night after parents are either like super sleep deprived or drunk or both. And are just like, I can't do this anymore. Dr. Becky, help me.
Yes, exactly. And then 50% of those never get watched because that takes a lot of time to watch a course during the day. And
it does.
I don't know when mine will.
But you know what? It's so much easier than reading a book, in my opinion, because you can sneak in little lessons here and there.
That's true. I just really have to make sure to do it when my kids aren't around because they cannot leave me alone when a video is on.
True.
Any device that's like they need to come see it, and then they start hitting my keys on my keyboard if I'm at whatever, whole thing. But anyway, the bunk bed, I actually did buy a bunk bed, but I was fully coherent awake in the middle of the day. And that is a thing that's going to be happening in our house.
Wow. Yeah, so why the bunk bed? What's going on?
Okay, so Cece has started climbing out of her crib.
Wait, what?
Caught her on camera. Yes, she's been protesting naps, and you know how that goes. And she's just fully climbing out, opening the door, walking straight out. So I decided it's coming time to take her out of her crib for real this time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think, you know, if she's climbing out, what else are you going to do?
Mm-hmm. She's good at it. She's a little monkey. She just kind of plops right down on her feet. But you don't want to take that chance, you know?
No.
I don't want her to be half asleep and like roll off and break her arm or something. So we are going to transition soon. And here's the plan.
Okay.
I do love having a full bed for Elle. I think it's fantastic. And I want one for Cece too. We're just going to go straight to that. So what we're going to do is we're going to move Elle's bed into Cece's room. So she's going to inherit that as a hand-me-down. And when Elle was seeing me look around for beds online, she was like, I want a bunker bed. And I was like, huh? Mm-hmm. She goes, a bunker bed. And I realized she was talking about bunk bed. She's like, please, that would be so wonderful. And I'm such a sucker, Laura. I was like, you know, why not? We've been living through this damn pandemic, sacrificing so much. I wanted a bunk bed as a kid more than anything.
Me too.
How exciting, right? And I'm like, I'm just going to get it for her. I'm just going to do it. Why not? And so we're getting a bunk bed. It's going to be full on bottom and twin on top. So we can still have a full bed in her room. We can snuggle with her and then she can sleep on top. And that's what we're going to do. Haven't gotten it yet. It's all coming. It's all coming.
I have a prediction. I want it like recorded for posterity.
Ooh, okay.
Your girls are for sure going to end up sharing that bunk bed. Like, they're going to end up sharing a room. Yeah, this is my prediction.
Well, how long do you think that'll take?
I don't know. That I don't know. I don't have experience there. All I know is that the lure of a bunk bed, and the lure and allure, right? Like, both things, is going to be too much for Cece to handle.
I know.
And they're going to end up sharing it.
Yeah, I think so. I know. One of my first thoughts was like, oh, she's going to be so jealous that she doesn't have a bunk bed.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe that will end up being the natural solution. And how cute, though, sisters sharing a room, as long as they don't screw up each other's sleep. You know how I am about sleep.
Yep, most important thing.
So we'll see. We'll see how it goes. I'll update everyone as it comes along. But for now, I think maybe we should take a quick break and come back with your last mom confession.
Oh, sounds like a plan.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Shauna, think of all the relationships you have in your life. From parents, siblings, your friends, kids, coworkers, even neighbors. There's a lot of human interaction, which we know doesn't always go perfectly.
Oh, you know I don't have a perfect relationship with my next door neighbor. And I can't change her, but I can work on my own reactions to her and how she treats my family.
Absolutely. Strengthening your own coping skills and setting healthy boundaries in any relationship are important. And therapy can be a great place to work on these types of things.
Not only that, therapy can help you handle stress, deal with burnout, and empower you to be the best version of yourself. Not only that, therapy can help you handle stress, deal with burnout, and empower you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma, although of course it is helpful in those situations too.
I've noticed that doing weekly therapy helps me handle the things that cause overwhelm in my life, like constantly balancing kids, work, and self-care.
I love that therapy helps me have insights about myself that I might not have otherwise. It's always great to get an objective take on what I'm going through.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule.
Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Become your own soulmate, whether you're looking for one or not. Visit BetterHelp.com/BFP today to get 10% off your first month.
That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com/BFP. Hey, listeners. This episode is proudly brought to you by LolaVie, an award-winning hair care line founded by the fabulous Jennifer Aniston. You know, hair so iconic, it needs no introduction.
Okay, imagine this. Jen got tired of the same old struggle we all face, choosing between hair products that work and ones that are actually good for us. With LolaVie, that dilemma is history.
We all put our hair through the wringer. Coloring, heat styling, stress, the list goes on. Over time, it takes a toll. That's why it's crucial to have products that not only repair the look of the damage, but also shield your locks from future harm.
Enter LolaVie's bestsellers, the cult classic Glossing Detangler and Perfecting Leave-In Conditioner. These aren't just styling products, they're your hair's new best friends.
And here's a treat for you listeners. For a limited time, you get an exclusive 15% off your entire order at LolaVie.com. Just use code BFP at checkout. I have been using the Glossing Detangler and Leave-In Conditioner, and I love them. I love how soft and healthy my hair feels after using them.
I love their restorative shampoo and conditioner plus intensive repair treatment. They smell so good, make my shower feel like a spa, and never leave my hair looking or feeling dry.
LolaVie's products are naturally derived in plant-based goodness. No silicone, sulfates, parabens, or gluten, and of course, cruelty-free and vegan.
Unlock Jennifer Aniston-approved hair at LolaVie.com. As our loyal listeners, you'll get an exclusive 15% off your entire order when you use code BFP at checkout.
That's 15% off your order at LolaVie.com with promo code BFP. Please note, you can only use one promo code per order and discounts can't be combined.
After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them that we sent you.
We're back, and Laura, you have one more mom confession for us. I want to hear it.
Okay, what pissed Augie off this week? Like, made him super angry? Was it because I couldn't get a booger out of his nose? Or was it because I didn't, quote, fall down on the dirty floor for him?
That's so random and ridiculous, the falling down on the floor. And I see how the 2.5-year-olds are becoming very demanding and bossy. Mm-hmm. And so I can see him wanting to like control you in that way and then getting mad when you didn't do it. So I'm going to go with that one.
That is correct.
Oh, my God. What happened?
Oh, my gosh. So his thing now is Star Wars. I haven't really talked much about it, but he's like obsessed with Star Wars. And it's Corey's fault. But I haven't done anything to stop it because it's cute. So everything becomes a lightsaber in our house now. And he found a tube from the like paper towel roll, right, that I was recycling. That became a lightsaber. And he was like fighting me with the lightsaber and I was pretending to like, you know, flail around. And he goes, no, fall down on the ground. And I said, no, baby, the ground is dirty. The floor is dirty. I don't want to fall down on the ground. He goes, fall down on the dirty floor. And I'm like, I don't want to. Fall down on the dirty floor.
Oh, my God.
Listeners, I fell down on the dirty floor because I was like.
Of course you did.
Like, what else am I supposed to do? Like, set boundaries?
I think Dr. Becky says you should always cave and fall down on dirty floors for your toddlers.
You got to watch that video so that I can know if that's right.
Yeah.
But no, yeah. And so I ended up falling down the floor and he started like dragging me by my arm and I would like help him by pushing with my legs. So just A-plus parenting there. And now it's become a thing. And it immediately, like, he walks over with whatever is the lightsaber, like a chopstick or whatever. And he's like, fall down on the dirty floor, like, immediately. And I'm like, fair, the floor is still dirty. I haven't done anything to clean it up. But so he got really mad. He was also upset to crying about a booger situation. But it wasn't because I couldn't get the booger out of his nose.
What was happening?
It was because I couldn't put the booger back in his nose, Shauna.
No, he wanted it back.
He wanted it back.
Oh, God, kids are so weird.
He's very good at picking his own boogies now and very proud of showing me his boogies, which I have to say. Like, if you have a younger kid, maybe learn from me and don't make such a big deal out of when you get big boogies out of their nose because it will backfire. They will then want to show you every boogie that they get out of their nose. So he got this big clump of boogie out of his nose, right? And he has it on his finger to show me. And I'm like, great, huge boogie. And he's like, put it back. And I got the boogie off of his finger, right, on a tissue. He's like, put it back. And I was like, what do you want, honey? Put it back. What, huh? What? Put it back. And I was like, oh, honey. For context, this was like right before bedtime. So he was super dysregulated already. And I was like, oh, honey, I already threw it in the trash. I can't put the booger back in your nose. That was the wrong answer, Shauna.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Full on crying hysterics from that. Like,
wow.
Trying to explain to your child why you can't put the booger back in his nose, the booger that's on the tissue and in the trash already. Wow. Wow.
Wow. Big feelings.
Such big feelings.
Oh my goodness. So you didn't go back to the trash, dig it up, and put it back in his nose, right?
I did not. I have to say, like, there was a moment where I was like, could I? Like, maybe I could just try to stop this. But right. No, instead I did the thing where, like, I sat with his feelings and said, you're really, really upset. I couldn't get that boogie back in your nose. You know, you're trying to do all the empathetic, like, listening skills stuff, but with something so ridiculous.
How do you not laugh? Like, oh my God, it's so funny. Yeah.
It's so hard. Like, oh, you really wanted that boogie back in your nose. Yeah. I can see that you're crying. It made you feel really sad, didn't it?
Oh,
yeah. So this might explain why I repeatedly fall down on the dirty floor.
It's just like, give in already. You gotta pick your battles.
So, yeah, I actually have the audio of him saying, fall down on the dirty floor. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to save it till after the credits. If you want to hear it, stay till after the credits.
Ooh,
how's that?
Teaser.
For a tease.
Good.
Yeah. But anyway, that's that's what I was dealing with this week. You figured out that last one. But should we move on to our BFPs and BFNs?
Oh, yeah. Every week, we wrap it up with our weekly BFPs or BFNs. Laura, you are up first. What do you got for us this week?
I have a BFP.
All right.
Okay, so mine is something called the Hatch Baby Rest. Do you know about this?
No, tell me everything.
Okay, so it is like a nightlight / white noise machine that is Bluetooth enabled.
Mm-hmm.
That's for kids' rooms, right? And it's something that a lot of the moms in my second time Mommy and Me class recommended because we've been talking about our toddlers' difficulty with naps, and a lot of them had problems with like early wakings or kids who didn't want to go down at night. And like Augie, you know, his sleep has just been, it's been really hard. Like nap times have been impossible and bedtimes have just been stretching longer and longer and longer. So we decided to get this Hatch Baby Rest. And the thing that's like special about it is that you can program it to like change at certain times. So it can display like any color. You can control the color, the brightness. It has like a bunch of different white noise sounds like rain or just normal white noise, or like there's like music, like little lullabies or wind. And there's a bunch of them. I haven't even tried all of them. So the light can change depending on what time it is. And a lot of people use it as an okay to wake clock.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Augie's understood that like green means go and red means stop for quite a while now. And I realized that like this could be helpful for him too. So what I've done is I've programmed it to be red at nighttime and green for like an hour from like 6:45 onwards. That hasn't really been an issue for us because he sleeps in okay. But where it's really helped us is when we're doing nap / quiet time. So,
oh, okay.
We're still like some days we try to give him a nap and like some days he takes it. And then some days we just say like, okay, whatever, just play in your room. But either way, I have the Hatch set to be red from like 12 to 2:30 or something like that. And I say, so if it's red, it means it's quiet time. And when it turns green, that's when we'll be done with quiet time, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you might be thinking, wow, 2.5 hours is a really long time. Like, does he always make it to the green light? And the answer is no. But the great thing is you can stand outside his door and change it from red to green with the Bluetooth without having to like touch it.
Oh, cool.
He doesn't actually know what time it is, right? Like he doesn't know that it's 2:30 or 1:30. He knows he's been there for a while. So what we've done is that if he's starting to like show signs on the monitor that he's just like not having it, like for instance, stripping naked and trying to pee on things, which is a thing that happens, we will change the light to green before we go in. to like reinforce this as a habit, right? So it's not it's not him and his behavior that makes this come in. It's just, oh, okay, now it's green. That means it's time to be done with quiet time.
Right. And, that's smart.
Yeah. And I've already seen a improvement with that. Like sometimes he'll get upset and he'll say, mommy, come in. And I'll get on the monitor. I'll say, what color is the light? And he looks and he says, it's red. And I'll say, what does that mean? He's like, quiet time. And then he just keeps playing. So, yeah. So it's working really well for us. And I'm really glad we got it. And it's also, I think, helping with the fear of the dark. Like, so now we have it on like 3% brightness on red all night, which doesn't stimulate him because it's like a red light, but it gives him just enough light so he can see what's going on in the room. So, So if you're having trouble with your toddlers and sleep and need a nightlight, I recommend the Hatch Rest. There's also a Rest Plus, but I got just the Rest. I think Rest Plus might be Wi-Fi enabled instead of Bluetooth. That might be the main difference. I don't know.
Well, that sounds like a very cool and handy little device. We have used an OK to Wake clock with L for a long time, but it's not enabled in any way like that. But you can program it. It's, I think it's called the Little Hippo, and it's really cute little clock, and you know, the face around the face changes color. We program it in the morning. It doesn't always work. She doesn't really care a lot, but it's, you know, it was really helpful for a while, and I love that concept a lot. So this one sounds really neat.
Yeah, highly recommend. So that's my BFP. Shauna, do you have a BFP or a BFN?
I have a BFP.
Yay.
With a little touch of BFN in there.
Okay. Just a sprinkle.
Just a sprinkle of BFN. So this summer, we made some new friends at a park. The girls did. And we've been doing little play dates with them, like little masked play dates at the playground and stuff like that. And it's been really sweet. So Elle's had the opportunity to make a couple new friends around her age. And it's been awesome. And so that in itself is a BFP. It's been really wonderful. But this week, one of Elle's friends invited her and their other little friend to go to the Wildlife Learning Center as a little birthday celebration for her. And it was a private tour, which was really cool. So
what's the Wildlife Learning Center?
It's so cool. It's a little zoo in Sylmar, I think, which is kind of like North Valley, Los Angeles area. It's kind of tucked into a neighborhood, and it's a little zoo with like rescued wild animals. And you get to go and see really cool things like wild cats of all sorts. We saw something called a serval, which is a really neat cat that like jumps really high. We got to see owls. Little monkeys, a little armadillo, and Elle got to feed a giraffe. All the girls got to feed a giraffe, which is really neat.
Wow, they have a giraffe? Like, I'm thinking a little tiny rescue. Like, it's got to be pretty big to have a giraffe there.
Yeah, the main part of the center is fairly small. They all have little cages and their little areas and stuff. And then kind of off to the side, there's a much larger expansive area where the giraffe is. So yeah, overall, I think it's probably bigger than what you're imagining.
Okay.
But anyway, so it was like a little birthday celebration. It was fun. It was a private tour. So we got to go, just our three little families, and the tour guide took us around and talked about all the animals. And like, I was learning stuff about animals. Like, did you know that the reason owls turn their head to see so far is because their eyeballs don't move in their head?
Whoa,
like, their eyes have to move with their head. So learned some very cool things.
And my brother's a like raptor biologist, and I didn't know that.
Really?
Yeah.
So opportunity to learn cool things. And Elle really loved it and got some photo ops with the giraffe and stuff. And it was just a really fun thing to do. Nice little outing with friends.
So what's the touch of BFN?
The touch of BFN. Okay. So one of the animals they have there is porcupine, and they actually have four of them. And I was really excited to see a porcupine in real life because I've never seen one before, right? Like, that's a really cool thing to get to see. And as we're approaching the porcupine area, I was like, something stinks. I have my mask on. We all had our masks on, but even still, I was like, wow, like something around here does not smell good. And we get to the porcupines, and the woman's teaching us about them. And she's like, yeah, you know, they don't do any self-grooming, of course, because they have like sharp quills.
Yeah.
And she's like, and as a defense mechanism, they like pee on each other. So
oh my God.
they they smell bad. If you're smelling something, that's what it is. And I was like, oh my God, like the longer we stood there, like the more like overwhelming that odor became. And one of the porcupines was like standing up on his hind legs, like looking at us with his little teeth. And she's like, look, they have orange teeth. Their teeth are like these really long orange things that just grow and grow and grow. They're like rats, mm-hmm. right? They have to like yeah. gnaw in order to keep their teeth short. And we just stood and looked at these porcupines so long that I almost had to leave the tour because the smell was so bad. No one else was bothered by it, but I was like gagging inside of my mask. It was like the grossest thing I'd ever smelled in my entire life. I was like, get me out. Can we stop looking at the fucking porcupines already? And like, I don't know. I left there just feeling real weird about porcupines.
Man. But like you said, you learn things even as an adult. And this time you learned that porcupines stink.
Yes.
Which I didn't know either. No.
You'd think that like skunks are like the one and only truly smelly animal. Like I just never thought about the way animals
like
smell.
A musk ox. Sure. You know.
Yeah, sure. But it was real bad.
Never thought about the odor of a porcupine until this moment.
Me neither. But I felt like a real weak person in that moment because no one else seemed to care. They were just like docking. And I was like stepping away from the group and like trying to like swallowing like, oh my God. So it wasn't my proudest mom moment of how I handled myself on the tour, but I made it. I made it. I was fine.
But you know what? This is a hot tip. If there's any like pregnant people out there who are like going on these kinds of like tours or going to the zoo, avoid the porcupines. Because when you're pregnant,
yes.
it smells like that. Ugh, awful. If I didn't know you had gotten an IUD last week, I'd be like, Shauna, you need to go home. You need to take a pregnancy test because no one else had a problem with it.
Yeah, right. No, that was one of the first things I thought. I was like, if I had gone here during my first trimester, it would have been bad. It definitely would have been bad.
Yeah.
So yes, good tip. Good tip, Laura. Anyway, overall, it was wonderful. I got to see sloths and, you know, a big giant anaconda, all kinds of cool stuff. So it was very neat. And overall, it was a BFP.
That's so great.
Yeah. But that's it for me. Should we wrap this show up?
I think we should.
And don't forget, stay tuned because we've got a great little clip of Cutie Pie Augie ordering Laura around after the credits. Listeners, do you have any mom confessions for us? You know we'd love to hear them. Laura, where can they reach us?
We are on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok at BFP Podcast. You can also find us on our website, BigFatPositivePodcast.com. If you want to email us, you can always include a voice memo in that email. Just send it to contact@BigFatPositivePodcast.com. And finally, if you want to join the coolest group on the internet, search Facebook for Big Fat Positive Community, request to join, answer the 2 membership questions to make sure you're not a robot, and we will send you straight on through to the awesome conversations we're having in there.
If you love our show, please rate and review us wherever you listen to podcasts. It's so helpful to have those positive reviews. Gives other people faith in trying out our show. And if you love our show, spread the word. Let your friends know about BFP. Our show is produced by Laura Bierick, Shauna Maiko, and Steve Yeager, with special appearances today from Cece and Augie. Thanks for listening, everyone. Bye.
Bye.
Fall down, level 3-4.
What do you want me to do?
Fall down, level 3-4.
Fall down on the dirty floor? I don't know if I can. Ah! What do you want me to do?